With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ran off for just a minute and he will be here. Tom, you're missing your big, long intro.
Oh,
what will they do without your... There you
I'm
go.
Ready for
okay,
it.
So I'm going to introduce Tom to do his big... Just let us know when you're ready to sit down and do the show.
Oh, you're not on?
No, we are on, actually.
We are on.
We are on, Tom. So whenever you're ready, you just get right into it.
And here I was.
I'm going to defer to you to do your long intro.
Go ahead. It's coming on the way in a minute as soon as this gets out of the way.
All right.
And that... That gets in
happy
there.
Holidays, we can
happy,
say now officially.
Holidays.
All right. So go ahead, Tom. Launch into it.
All right.
I can't believe I had the opportunity to not have that, and I'm deferring and let him have that. That's too bad. Why'd I do that?
This is the rather cold voice right now letting you know that your local announcer is ready to find the most delicious food and the most elegant, effective service, hot or new, or New Orleans, America's best eating city. It's all we have here on the outlet. 105.3 FM HD2 for great audio quality on 105.3 F. What did I do here?
Well, I'm just, I'm feeling like that was sort of something that you could have said with a lightning bolt from the Thunder Mountain.
That was exactly what I was after.
I was so jazzed just listening to it. I was about ready to start marching in line. Yes, it was, that was inspiring, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What made me a minute and a half late?
Is that you just got up and walked off?
No, I had no idea we were that close on it, and so it's just a lame excuse. But I found five more of these here that you have seen.
Tom is very happy that he is finding a lot of blasts from his past, which I love. I absolutely love, because these are works of art. And I'm very excited that you are finding these because, first of all, we're going to be using them on nomenu.com in the vintage edition coming up in January. And they're really just...
Well, they have...
I refuse to use the word amazing or awesome. So all those A words are off for me. But they are pretty, pretty impressive. I will say that.
These are editions of the New Orleans Menu, which is the same name as our website.
Yes.
And it's all started out as a print publication. And I thought they were all gone, but some people have been calling me and sending me some that they found. Here's an interesting one to get it started here.
I love it.
You have a guy wearing a toga around his head.
A toque?
Toga
is something that they wore in Rome, and they were just sort of...
Okay.
Actually, I would like to be wearing a toga now.
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, I feel like I'm growing out of my clothes, so a toga would be good because you just have to... You just let the belt out. Anyway.
So this is edition number 44.
Yes, but people can't see that, Tom.
No, they can't.
But it looks good, folks. I'll verify that.
I can describe what's on it. It's a photograph.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a painting. It's a painting by by Rise Delmar Oxner, who is a very prominent person.
Yes.
It is Tom Kalman, who for a very long time was
kind
the chef
idol of yours,
at the Upper Line restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And that's him. That's a painting of him.
Yeah.
And
cool.
The rest of it in this publication, which you will never find no matter how long you look. We've been trying to find some, and it's almost impossible. But there are photographs of a lot of restaurants that are no longer with us, a lot of restaurants from the from West End Park and other places such as that.
Hmm. Okay.
And I have four of them, and they came
We're not going to go through all of them.
Oh, no, no.
We're going to start talking about the holidays.
Actually, there was a guy I stopped in the driveway or in the hallway who asked me not more than 5 or 10 minutes whether this is me here on this piece of paper I'm rattling here.
Yes, that is you, in fact, Tom. That absolutely is. Yes.
Oh, no, but it's not her because I don't have horns that big.
Yes. You don't have, well, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if you have horns hidden somewhere. 260-6368 is the number. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah.
We had a different kind of Thanksgiving. It was a lovely Thanksgiving, but it was not the one that we have grown accustomed to, although that one, I think, has been gone for about 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
But it was a lovely Thanksgiving, and it was probably, you know, I would say it was not as food-centric as they usually are. But honestly, I was really uncomfortable. I was wishing I had some of those Martha Stewart stretch Thanksgiving pants.
But why would you want that?
Everyone was hoping that, especially the host, who was just sort of lying on the sofa watching the Saints game in utter pain. It was a full day before he could even taste your Thanksgiving cheesecake, Tom, which, by the way, I have to say came out pretty good.
I thought it did.
We wouldn't allow, Tom, the full account of what happened on Thanksgiving at the Fitzmaurice house is in nomenu.com today. But I will give you sketchy details. We did not allow Tom his usual procedure with the cheesecake.
I don't allow myself that. Oh, okay.
Which is sort of a maybe a 12-hour deal. And we just didn't have the time to indulge that. So the cheesecake, which is normally a beautiful puff of light cheesecake texture with a pale brown cover. I wouldn't call it a crust because a crust is kind of hard. But this was just like, you know, just the perfect color. And this year it was caved in. And it didn't have a crack because it was too busy caving. And so the cake, the cheesecake that Tom is so ginger with that he would get up a couple of times in the middle of the night and gradually let the door open so that it wouldn't have a crack and it wouldn't cave in. We threw all that out the window. And Tom had to do his cheesecake in the morning and get that sucker out as soon as it was done because we started everything the morning of. And then we were all just sort of clamoring to get into the oven. So, but you know what, Tom? It tasted every bit as good as it normally does. It was only an inch high, which was a little disturbing.
Yeah, it was. We were running a little low on cream cheese.
It was only an inch high, but it was really good. I thought it was good.
Well,
nothing wrong with it at all. The ham came out great. The mac and cheese was lackluster.
Lackluster.
I have to say it was lackluster.
Now wait a minute. Isn't that your project?
It is my project, and I'll tell you what happened.
Tell me.
I learned that sharp cheese is good. Extra, extra, super, super, super sharp cheese should probably be blended with something not so sharp, because if every bit of the cheese that you have is extra, extra, super duper, a la Peter T. Hooper, as I used to say with the kids from the Dr. Seuss book, sharp cheddar, then it's probably going to be a little too sharp. So that was a bit of a problem, I thought. I was a little disappointed. First time ever that I could say that I was disappointed in the mac and cheese. It didn't seem to bother anyone else, but I was a little disappointed. And Mary Lee, who is the barometer of all things mac and cheese, was disappointed as well. We will do better, I promise. We will do better for Christmas.
Ah.
Yes.
Who's coming over for Christmas?
No one is coming over for Christmas.
No one.
We are going back over
to do it for ourselves.
Place with all of those people, only three times as many, and hopefully the other Fitzmaurices will be here too. 260-6368, how was your Thanksgiving? I know that we have talked a lot about Thanksgiving, but I hope that you had a good one. And I would say we had a challenge out for people. Was it going to be a Thanksgiving, a Frankenstein, or a Franksgiving? So I'm happy to report that the Fitzmaurices did not have a Franksgiving or a Frankenstein. We had a very nice Thanksgiving, and I hope you did as well. Moving on, it is the holidays now.
It sure is.
It's party time. We are starting to chronicle the Revions around town. If you have had a great Revion in the past and would like to share it, we would like to know. There are lots and lots of them. We chronicled, or featured, I should say, the Revion at Trinas today to start off the Revion.
You went over there today?
No, but in nomenu.com, we're going to be having every day a featured Revion because people like Revions and they want to do Revions, and so there's so many of them.
Today, one of the other things that came in the mail included exactly what you just described. It was the same idea, and
Revion?
Revion. Uh-huh. And there's a little booklet that's about 5 inches by 3 inches long. And it has all of the menus from
all of
the restaurants that are offering
this. Is that this year? Is
it
that 2019's version?
Yeah.
Where is it? You got it in your mailbox?
It's in my mail.
Why don't you go get it?
Well, because I'm talking
really
to you.
You don't mind being off the show when it's on.
Oh, I don't mind.
Just
but,
go get it.
I'll get it next time we get a break.
Tomorrow is the opening, Tom. I know you have been waiting for this and counting the days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the opening of the Downtown Shake Shack.
The who? No, what is this?
The Downtown Shake Shack.
I've heard
the Canal Place Shack.
I've heard about this being discussed, but what's special about
Canal
it?
Canal Shack? I'm not sure what it is. What?
The Canal Shack?
It's the Shake Shack. It's
the
opening
Shake Shack.
But
I've heard of that. That's a chain,
isn't
it?
Where it's opening, actually. Is Brooks Brothers still there? Because it looks to me like it's opening in the Brooks Brothers space.
It was there for a long time. I don't know if they're open or not.
Well, they're definitely open on that floor, but I don't know if it's actually in that space. But the new Shake Shack opens tomorrow. All of you who are as appreciative of the Shake Shack as I am, just want you to know that that is the third and final one, maybe not ever, but of the three that were planned for the New Orleans area, this is the third and final one to open. The first one opened at Severn about 4 months ago, maybe, sometime in the summer.
Yeah, it was in that place that used to be lagers.
Mm-hmm. And then the second one opened at the airport. When the airport opened, it was also open. And this is the third and final one that they have planned for New Orleans for now.
Yeah.
Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. Is there some
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but you just were telling us about this. What's the name of it again? The one you were just talking about.
Shake Shack.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you really like? It's a chain, isn't it?
Do I like Shake Shack? I love Shake Shack.
Well, obviously there's a reason for that, and you must have a good reason.
Well, there are things that I love about Shake Shack and things that I don't love about Shake Shack.
Oh, well, fill us in.
I think that a hamburger chain of that caliber and hype should be serving fresh cut fries. I mean, if
they don't?
Five Guys can do it, and if In-N-Out can do it, then I don't see why an Atomic Burger not far from there can do it, then the Shake Shack should be able to do it. Their fries are frozen. They are waffle cut. They're not waffle fries. They are crinkle cut fries. And, I mean, they're not bad. It's hard to say that something is bad, but they're not what they ought to be, in my opinion. On the other hand, everything is hormone-free and free-range and all that, so I give them points for that. And I just think it's a tasty burger. I just think it's a really tasty burger.
Well, we continue to see the expansion of that particular dish, if you could call it a dish.
What, burgers?
Burgers. They just keep filling in.
I don't know if I'd call it a dish. I don't think I'd call it a dish.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think. I don't think I would call it a dish.
All right.
Anyway, 260-6368
we've just established that, folks.
368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Hello, welcome back. It's the Food Show. We'd love to have you on our program today. There's plenty of room for you.
We so would.
And we have lots of things to talk about. If you have a thought about some dish or some restaurant or some wine or whatever, and you'd like to say it because you like it a lot, don't hesitate. Call us up. Tell us about it if you think it differently, what we think about one or another restaurant. That's just okay, just completely fine. We'd love to hear your thoughts about all of this. The number is 260-6368, 260-6368. If something outrageous happened to you.
Let's do New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood,
where
you will find great hamburgers.
Yes, you do.
You know what?
In fact, I was reading an article in a magazine from, I don't know how long ago it was, but the man who originally had the idea of New Orleans Hamburger at the very beginning. The people who came up with the idea of getting these thicker burgers, more different characteristics in the way it's
grilled.
And you
talked to him and you told them they should crank up the grill.
Crank up the
and
grill.
And they did it.
But don't crank it up too much.
It's a
because
much better burger.
And then really getting in there.
I've heard this story before.
Well, but maybe somebody listening to us has not heard it. Anyway, you get to the end of it and you say, you know, this is a really unusually good hamburger. I wonder why. Well, why is that it's grilled to order. It's crusty on the outside, juicy in the middle. All the things that I like about a burger. I don't know about you, but I'll bet you have a little bit at least of agreement with me. About that, but you
cooked
can certainly...
Cooked to order is also what the seafood is there.
You can always land on it and find that the same rules apply. Everything is made to order. It's fresh. It's good.
It's greaseless. It's golden brown.
Not expensive.
It's delicious. Comes to the table hot and smoky.
That's right.
I mean, not smoky in that it smells like smoke,
gold.
But smoky in that it's heat. They
steaming.
Heat.
Steaming. That works, too. All of this is at New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood Company.
What do you think, Doug? I can't think of myself. Yes, it's the heat. Right. Anyway, New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood has 10 locations around town. They have char-grilled oysters. They have good local specialties. And they have great salads.
That too.
So you might want to try them out.
Yeah.
New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood.
Yeah. They used to have what looked like a bar, a salad bar, and you would help yourself.
Yeah, it was like a dressings bar.
And it upset some people when they did that, but I think it actually did make the product better. So,
well, it's a fast casual environment now that is strictly fast casual, so you just sort of get it the way you want it and you order it that way. New Orleans Hamburger and Seafood. Hey, it is holiday time, so are you planning a particular holiday party? I have talked several times about my mother's Christmas Eve party that we looked forward to every year until Tom came in.
It was
and
all family,
it.
If I remember right.
Yes, yes.
It's all family, and somehow they allowed me to come.
Well, they did until you pulled me away, and then it just sort of fell apart. Tom destroyed. Hope you're happy, Tom.
No,
you destroyed.
I didn't. What did I do?
My mother's pride and joy.
No, I'm so
pride
sorry.
Pride and joy.
Because you know
totally destroyed it. He didn't like my mother. He would rather go to the Brennan's house and have a party there. He had no appreciation for my mother's mock oyster patties.
Oh, well, oyster patties, there are a lot of people that don't get off
these
on
weren't
that.
Oyster patties, Tom. These were mock oyster
mock
patties.
Mock oyster patties. Interesting.
Tom thinks oyster patties in and of themselves in their primo form is something to be avoided at all cost, much less mock oyster patties. But I loved the menu. This was in my days before Tom enlightened me. We had Gino's pizza rolls.
Boy.
We had the mock oyster patties. And we had these sausage balls, which were Jimmy Dean sausage and some kind of tubed cheese and some sort of biscuit dough all wrapped together. these were this was my heritage. This mm-hmm. is why well, I'm not properly bad about bonded with food. What?
You certainly don't feel bad about that.
Well, no, of course not. No, I mean, I find it a source of amusement.
I have a similar sort of thing.
How could I have become such a snob is what I often ask myself.
Well, this will help you.
What's that?
It is a truth that your mother is just a wonderful...
she's not here anymore.
Not here anymore.
I think she's haunting me lately. Go ahead.
A lovely person, and I always loved her, but here's what I loved most about her.
What's that?
She laughed at anything I said.
She did.
Absolutely anything.
She did. This, my mother.
This was not the way things were in the rest of the house, because I would get looked at and I would get some consideration that, you better be on your toes here, brother, or else you're going to get yourself thrown out. But her mother...
My family is not to be trifled with. Let's put it that way.
Well, your mother loved me.
Tom, she was
something.
Not... She was, yeah, but we should explain something, but I'm not going to. But anyway, let's say that by the time Tom met my mother, she was slightly compromised. So
the same thing could be said about me, not me these days.
That's what I'm saying. So you have a little, you're simpatico.
We're keeping up, yeah.
But I remember once a former boyfriend of mine cooked something he was very excited about, barbecued shrimp. You have to realize, folks, that my family knew nothing about food. Nothing about food. You know, my sister-in-law, the one that I often speak about, who introduced me to pecan pie,
mm-hmm.
Something for which I am eternally grateful. But she was good in every imaginable way. I mean, everything. She was like Martha Stewart. I just realized this. My ex-sister-in-law is kind of like Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, she was, well, I mean, she's not, but she, to us, the heathens that we were, both culinarily and in every other way, she was like, you know, it was like Martha Stewart walking through the door. She introduced us to things like spanakopita and... just
spinach kind of
pie.
Spinach pie.
Incredible spinach pie. If you're into spanakopita, the new Rock Rose has mm-hmm. a gorgeous, gorgeous spinach pie. But anyway, she brought all of these things into our lives, and she was treated, she was sort of revered for that. My poor boyfriend.
would have been me, I think, huh?
Well, no, you're my
not
poor
yet.
Husband.
Oh, wow.
But the boyfriend never did make it to that level.
Mm.
But he made the mistake once of wanting to introduce my family to barbecued shrimp, which was something we had, you know, I mean, it's like that's a restaurant dish, and we never, ever went to restaurants. So there were a lot of us. There were 9 of us, and he made the mistake of doing barbecued shrimp for my family. And the recipe for barbecued shrimp that he used, this was in the days when it had just started, and it was pre-Emeril. Because mm-hmm. I think once Emeril introduced barbecued shrimp a la Emeril, it had a lot more of a complex flavor to it.
It was a very different kind of doing.
Yeah, it had Worcestershire sauce in it, and it had a lot more ingredients. But back in the day, if you were into barbecued shrimp, you took shrimp, you put a stick of butter, and a can of pepper.
That's
or at least
about
that's
right.
what he did. That's
yeah.
what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept layering on the pepper on this barbecued shrimp. And my whole family, you know, we had never seen the like of that. And so, you know how gruff my father could be. I remember him after we had tried the barbecue. shrimp, his comment was, "This family throws bricks." You had much nicer uh-huh. treatment, Tom. They just uh-huh. sort of were so puzzled by you that they just really didn't know what to think of you.
It comes naturally.
Still to this day. Anyway, go ahead. What?
Everybody loves me.
I know. Yeah. I know. I remember when you told that the prom night story to my brother.
Yeah. He couldn't figure it out.
There was just a big pregnant pause, and then he cast a glance over to me, and he said,
"Is he for real?
Is he kidding?" There was that question I offered a lot. Anyway, 260-6368. We're way off the subject, but that is...
That's all right. You can talk about anything.
Well, I started
to
talk about
parties.
I started to talk about parties because people are probably gearing up for some party that that they have, like a holiday party every year. So I know that we went to someone's holiday party that they have every year for a couple of years in a row, and then I think we got dumped off the list. I'm very sad about that. It was a very nice party. It was featured around his gumbo, which was rouless, I thought, was pretty – I was skeptical at first, but it's quite delicious, quite delicious. Anyway, holiday parties, are you having one? If so, is it on a particular night? Does it, and what reason would that be? Why is it on that particular night? I would love to revive my mother's Christmas Eve party and make it real food, not you know, not Gino's pizza rolls and the like. Our second grandbaby is speaking his first word, and he has a lot of words, but this first word is. Shows that he's a true Fitzmaurice, and it's sausage. Let's go to Mike.
Goodness sake.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike is here?
Yes.
Welcome
I'm
to the food show.
I'm hearing a lot of popping on my end. If you're not hearing it on your end, I can tolerate it. Anyway, Gerard Maris was the true genius that transformed barbecue shrimp.
Oh, really?
You know, you beat me to that because when we were talking about this, I was going to get into what it was that was different
that
about those barbecue shrimp.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I may as well let you do it since you're
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he
was
kind enough to call. Yes.
Yeah. So
basically, he took what was an oily mess and realized that if you added pads of cold butter at the end of the dish. You got an emulsified sauce instead of a separated oily mess.
And well, did he add all those other things to it too, like emeralds?
Yeah.
I got mixed feelings about emeralds barbecue shrimp. And there's one aspect of it that I really like. I like the fact that he makes a shrimp demi out of the heads and the shells, and it's very easy to eat in an elegant environment. But I think he uses way too much Worcestershire sauce. I really do.
He makes his own. He's very proud of that.
I do agree with you totally on that. But you have, in fact, hit the nail on the head when you say that it was the
Worcestershire?
Cold butter. No, that's not. No, it's the what you get.
Gerard Maris.
What Emeril did was he
Mike, don't
he,
try
he
this
made,
at home. This is my job to prompt. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, that's how Emeril got his barbecue shrimp, which were totally different from anybody else's in the city. But he was making a stock, reducing it down, bringing the butter in later.
It's much more complex than it started out.
It was, it always was good. But,
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, I do.
So wait, who else has? No, that's the gumbo yaya. Okay. So Mike, do you agree that it started out as a much simpler dish and basically just pepper, butter, and shrimp? Or is
to be honest with you, I've never had Manali's barbecue shrimp.
Okay.
And I know they use margarine, and from what I understand, they have a pot of the sauce that they apply to the shrimp as needed per order. You know, I mean, I picked up on barbecue shrimp after Gerard Maris, you know, he developed his style. I don't think emeralds, the big deal about emeralds is that the shrimp are served to you peeled and he has a shrimp demi. That's where the real flavor comes.
That's it. That is absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, all he did was he took a dish that's basically meant to be eaten on picnic tables, and he put it into a white tablecloth restaurant, where you don't have to fool with peeling them and getting your hands all sticky and everything else.
But
you mentioned gumbo a second ago. I want to tell you, we got to Hambone for the first time Saturday night.
Oh, yeah?
And I want to preface it by saying I love the food, okay? There's a couple of issues with what we had, but I absolutely love the food. We got there early, and it was, of course, an LSU night, so there weren't a whole lot of people, although he had an enormous TV set up outside, so anybody that was seated outside could have been watching the game. It was our first time there, and we ordered quite a bit of food. I started with the gumbo, which I knew your opinion, your feelings about. I just thought it was probably the best gumbo I ever had. That's how good it was.
I think it's the best of a lot of things I've ever had.
Yeah, and those little biscuits they serve with that maple butter or whatever, uh-huh. That is spectacularly good.
Yeah. My daughter calls them otherworldly.
Yeah, they're almost too soft. You know, they just, it's like eating little puffs of air almost. You know, uh-huh. they break up in your hand.
Yeah.
But my wife got that dish that's the grilled broccoli or the blackened broccoli over the bean puree, and that was pretty good. That wasn't as good as the gumbo, but it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And then for entrees, she got what was called the Remy sandwich, which is basically a Reuben.
Mm-hmm.
And she got the potato salad with the pickled over.
The best ever.
Really?
And I got the fried chicken and the greens, sauteed greens, smothered greens. The only problem with the food that came out at that point were two things were really tough. The pastrami was really tough on the sandwich, and the greens were really, really tough.
Really?
And both of those things could be very simply rectified. I mean, you cut the pastrami against the grain, and it's going to be tender.
Oh, it was not cut against the grain?
Well, I mean, she's presuming that's why it was tough.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, that's typically why a brisket.
Well, you can look at it and see.
Yeah, the grain on a brisket changes continuously.
Right, right. Yeah.
So if you just keep cutting in one direction, then sooner or later you're going to have a problem.
Uh-huh.
You know? And the greens simply weren't blanched long enough before they were smothered. But everything had a wonderful flavor. I asked her specifically. I said, "Look, if the meat had been tender, would you have been happy with the sandwich?" And she said, "Oh yeah, it would have been great."
Mm-hmm.
And I felt the same way about that. The fried chicken was spectacularly good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that for $16 I was going to be served half a chicken with some more of those delicious biscuits included.
This guy is killing it. This is incredibly sophisticated food, I think. I love
it. Really, really delicious.
Love it. Next time you go, try that shrimp salad.
I didn't remember seeing that on a menu.
Oh, my gosh. There's like a shrimp remoulade wedge or something, and it will knock your socks off.
We got there so early that she didn't want to go right in. She didn't want to be the only one in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a little riding around of Old Mandeville, and I was just horrified to see that Lafitte is already closed.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, it was
my
dark.
Gosh. Well, you know what? I'm sad about that, too, because that had a lot of promise. And have you ever been there?
Yeah. We went for a Sunday brunch, and I thought it was good. I enjoyed it, too.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that, yes, it was a holiday weekend, and maybe there's the remote possibility that they chose to take the holiday weekend off, but the place was completely desolate and it was dark, you know.
Well, I'm gonna check with the guy who does the production here. His wife is a waitress there. I'm going to check on that. That would make me sad. Because you know what? The guy that owns that has another thriving place in Hammond. Although, you know what? If you have a thriving place and you open another place and that one starts draining the thriving one, you know?
That's a doomed building.
I don't believe that of any building. I think that there are things that happen in buildings that change the fortunes. It just depends on what it is. But it's not good. It doesn't look good, I'll say that.
Well, I don't think it's the building per se. I think it's the location of the building.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anything on Girard seems to do pretty well. But get a street or two over closer to the church and out of sight, out of mind. You know?
It's I think that's exactly what does slow them down.
I don't think it's 100%.
Not 100%, but it's that's certainly the force there, because you go there and you want it to be good, and then but for some reason you don't go. Now, how do you explain that?
And
that,
well, because out of sight, out of mind. You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Well, I am out of my sign.
But I mean, tell you what, I thought that was a promising place, and I was happy that he had another place to support it until it could fly. But I don't know. I think there's something that could go in there that could do well. I'm just curious to see what
it is. I never made it over there when it was St. Rock, but I would think that something casual like that would probably do a lot better than anything to white tablecloth, to, you know, to upscale.
You know, Pete, who's at Lake House, was doing fine. He closed that of his own accord because he just got tired of it. It wasn't like he was going down.
Name a restaurant that is very close to a church of any kind.
Nah,
Gianna is close to St. Patrick's downtown.
What? St. Patrick's?
Gianna is close to St. Patrick's downtown.
Yeah, that's, well, there you go.
What does that mean? What are you getting at?
I think there's, even if you're a church-going kind of a person, there's something about being at a restaurant where
any restaurant that's depending on churchgoers is in trouble right now.
I actually said the same thing to my wife. I said, you know, they need to open something there where the people coming out of church go directly across the street. She goes, well, you can't run a business on one day a week.
Of course not. No,
that's
not
a problem. And
look, I'm going to let you all go. I usually limit myself to the subject of food and beverage, but I have to ask you, 20 TVs in one house, really?
I'm going to tell you something about that house. That house, first of all, is enormous. Just to quote one of the young people at the last party there, he's 5 years old. He was telling me out by the pool, this place is a jackpot. And then he asked his mom if they could have a house like that. The house, it is very tricky to have a house that big that isn't pretentious and opulent and cold. That house is warm. It's fun. It's tasteful. I would move in there tomorrow, and I would never move into a house that big. But I want to live in their guest house. I asked her if I could, but she told me no.
You know,
I could not get my head around the idea of 20 televisions.
I'll tell you what, you could if you went there. One of them is in the theater upstairs.
All right.
I don't know if they count that one because it's really big. So
just to wrap this up, because somebody's going to call and ask about this. What about Christian's, which was a very successful restaurant on just off of?
Yes, it was. That house is the absolute dichotomous opposite of our house. So it was a really different Thanksgiving. I'll say that. Anyway,
well,
thank you, Mike.
A new tradition. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice.
2-6-3-6-8 is the number. Doug, I think we messed that last break. I'm surprised you didn't yell at me.
We will come back with more of the Food Show. go to 50. Okay, I've just been told to go to 50. All right.
I knew that, Doug. 2-6-0-6-3-6-8. If you would like to talk about your Thanksgiving or anything else having to do with food and holidays, do you have a holiday party? And if you do, we'd like to hear about it.
What are we going to do about turkeys with
gobbling,
the same kind
know.
Of with the kind of stuff that you put into one of those, as opposed to what you put inside of the turkey you make for Thanksgiving?
While I was at that wonderful Thanksgiving, I was thinking about when we went to California, where Joanne, that's my son's mother-in-law, is still unabashedly stuffing her turkey with stuffing.
Now, you can't blame something
divine
on somebody just because they like
it. Oh, I love it. Listen, nobody ever stuffs a turkey anymore. I loved it. It was like was like being at the Thanksgiving of my youth, where my mom with her, my mom, I know I said this before, but it's just so disgusting. I have to repeat it. She would take stale bread and rinse it off and then squeeze it out like a sponge and put it in the pan. It was really gross, but it tasted really good. Anyway, she stuffed
that
into the bird, and it was really, really great. It was like a giblet thing. I don't know if anybody does giblets anymore.
Not
I don't even
too
know
often,
if you're supposed
but...
to say giblets. But anyway, 260-6368, we're talking about holidays now, moving into the holiday season. And about, you know, I want to start looking at places I can go and have a drink with someone.
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine and I went to Patrick's Bar Van one time.
Great place. He's a kick.
Yeah. And it's a cool place. It's a nice little quiet bar. And I think they had some special. That's why we went. I don't even remember.
I can assure you that
it was a couple of years ago. And I'm just wondering, does anyone else go and just, I don't know, go have champagne somewhere for a holiday? I think it's a fun and festive time.
Oh, gosh. I do it every chance I get.
Yeah.
And see if you can get some of the kind of cocktails that kind of lend themselves
Tom, I saw something, and I'm trying to remember where it was. Yeah, I saw something about the Manhattan. I'll have to look that up, because I thought of you immediately, and I was thinking, I have to show this to Tom, and I'll just be prepared for the song, which will inevitably come. But it was so interesting about the Manhattan that I was willing to put up with the song, and I have to go look for it
so
I can show it to you.
There is a version of this. That says it's the world's great cocktail. The entire book is about making cocktails, specifically the kind of cocktails we're talking
that you,
about.
Yeah, that you like. Yeah. All right, 260-6368 is the number. You are listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Mary Ann is here, too.
Hi.
And everybody else who has been talking with us is here, too, for the most part, and maybe they want to come back.
Carlos
is
here.
You never can tell. Carlos is here?
Carlos is here.
Oh, well, let's
Carlos
get him on.
Carlos is here.
Well,
hi, Carlos,
get yourself over here there, boy.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm the same old guy. How about you?
Good, thank you. Happy New Year.
You, too.
I wanted to ask about... I had gone to a local restaurant recently, and I can't remember if it was at Rocky and Carlo's or if it was at Two Tony's that I saw this, but it was one of those two where it looked like they had iced tea made by French Market.
We got an email from, I guess, someone in your party wanting to know about that. Was it you?
It was me. Yeah, it was me, but since I hadn't heard, that's why I figured I might as well call.
You know what I did? I forwarded it on to the marketing director at French Market, so I'm hoping to hear back from them.
Okay, yeah, because I know I looked on French Market's website, but they don't list any type of tea, and their parent company does Louisiane and one other one that I can't remember offhand, but it's like a local... type of place, so I don't know if I maybe just missaw that or what it was, but I mean the iced tea is really, really good.
I was about
good.
To say, was it really that good? I mean, it's iced tea, really?
I mean, it was. I don't know if it's just maybe because of the atmosphere I was in or something, but both times that I've had it, and I think I want to say that Mr. Ed's also had it like that, where it was that same brand, because I remember the coloring and everything being on the. I guess the thing where they serve the iced tea out of. I know that has names.
Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get this answer for you right now. We're going to call over to Tony at Two Tonys.
Okay. Oh, okay,
and,
great.
Yeah, and ask him. I hope he's there. They're probably not open today. But
yeah.
I'm gonna also send him an email. Hope he'll check it and call in. But we're gonna find out from the source what they're using over there.
Okay. And also, if they don't have it listed on their website,
Is it possible that they just do that for restaurants?
Yeah, could very well be. Don't you think, Tom?
Okay.
What was the problem or the
No, he loves the iced tea at Two Tonies, and it had a French Market. Was it wrapper or something? What did it have?
It was either, like I said, it was either Two Tonies or Rocky and Carlos. I can't remember which one it was. I just remember seeing it when me and my wife and had gone out to dinner together, or actually for Rocky and Carlos it was lunch.
Well, one good thing is that if you whichever one you pick, iced tea is so cheap.
I'm going to go ahead and look into this.
They can get in and
He wants to know what kind it was and where he can get some is what the deal is. So we'll run it down for you.
My guess would be that
in
it would
the next
be,
hour if we can.
Starts with a C.
Okay.
Say again, Tom?
So it starts with a C, and
community?
It's out of Baton Rouge.
Community?
Yeah, community seems to be doing everything now. But I see lots and lots of machines and vending apparatus for that very purpose of being able to serve iced tea very, very quickly in large amounts. Mm-hmm. So, that's all over the place these days.
Okay, we'll look for it.
Yeah, like I said, I just thought it was kind of weird that they didn't have anything on their website about it. But I know that sometimes, like I said, companies do it for restaurants and nobody else. But
it's probably maybe it's a Cisco thing, you know.
Yeah.
Anybody know the answer to this? If you can clear this up for us right now, that would be great. 260-6368.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. If you work for Cisco and it comes out of Cisco, or if you know any place else that's doing this and have found out about it there, then please give us a call and clear this up right now. Otherwise, I am going to pursue this through Two Tonies. I don't know anyone at Rocco's Wrecking Carlos. We could call over there, I guess. They probably are open today. But anyway, he's looking for iced tea that is, he somehow or another saw a French Market logo or something. Mm. So that's what we're looking for if you are familiar with this product that he's talking about.
Yeah.
260-6368 is the number. We're going to go to the news in a minute or so, and you can call us after that if you would like to chat with us about anything. Want to hear about your Thanksgiving? Would like to hear if you have any holiday parties planned, and if it's on a specific night, or, you know, what you do there, like maybe a New Year's Eve party. I mean, New Year's Eve will be here, too, before you know it. The year is flying by. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. And whatever else it is that you would like to talk about having to do with food, we haven't even touched the almanac yet, which we will get into in the next hour.
Hang on. More of the Food Show. A kind of broadcasting that you will not find anywhere else in America. The Food Show, another hour of it. Hope you're there, too. 260-6368 is our number.
W-W-L.
Yeah, go ahead and call us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.